Henry pointed at the date on Benny's newspaper. The circus came to town the same day the bank was robbed. He opened Benny's newspaper to a special circus section. In one, five people in bright yellow shirts stood under a sign that said, Greenfield Special Events Committee welcomes the spectacular Shayna Circus. Four of the people greeted the circus ringmaster. The fifth person stood smiling and waving at the reporter's camera. It was a young man.
That's the man at the Applewood Cafe, said Benny.
The one who said we were noisy.
Jesse nodded.
The one who chewed with his mouth open.
His name is Fenster, said Violet, remembering. His aunt said he volunteers on the special events committee. It sure looks like a fun job.
There's Chief Morgan, said Benny.
The photo showed the chief of police keeping the crowds on the sidewalk. Behind him, a line of elephants led the circus parade down Main Street. The March of the Elephants, said the caption. Behind the elephants, the hands of the giant City Hall clock pointed straight up.
This picture was taken at noon, said Violet. The newspaper articles say the bank was robbed at 20 minutes after noon.
Henry tugged his bottom lip, thinking.
What if the circus and the bank robbery are connected?
How?
Asked Jesse.
What if the robber knew the whole town would be on Main Street watching the circus parade? That would be a great time to rob a bank.
The last photo showed circus workers setting up big tents in Pleasant Valley Park. In the background, the people in yellow shirts helped Police Chief Morgan put up ropes to hold back the crowd.
We should ask Chief Morgan about the robbery, said Henry. He always remembers everything.
Benny laughed.
Just like an elephant.
Chief Morgan was the Aldens' friend, and every Saturday he played chess in the park. The next day, the children biked along the path, coasting around the playground. As they rode, they noticed the man with the metal detector searching under the monkey bars. Jesse remembered that he had been at the cafe the day before. At last, the Aldens found Chief Morgan at one of the cement chess tables. He played chess with an elderly man.
Checkmate,
whooped the man. The chief laughed.
Good game, Caesar.
Then he saw the children ride up.
Caesar, I'd like you to meet the Aldens. Their grandfather, James Alden, is one of my oldest friends. Children, this is Caesar Canton.
One by one, each child shook the older man's hand. Pleased to meet you, they each said in turn.
Likewise,
said Caesar. The two men began setting up their chess pieces for the next game.
We were wondering, Henry said to Chief Morgan, if you can tell us about the bank robbery. We can wait until you finish your game.
Go ahead and talk, said Caesar.